right out in the Midwest. Are you still digging out? Hopefully you're lying in a warm bed somewhere listening to ATN or driving around in the car on a clear highway if you're in the Midwest. Meanwhile, Obama and some other Democrats excited about the new health compromise feel as though there could be a law by the end of the year as a result. And the House votes to extend $31 billion in expiring tax breaks. Will you get a break as a result? I'll give you some of the highlights on that. Petraeus, the general, was on the Hill in full force talking about the U.S. counterterror effort in Afghanistan and what needs to be done. Here's a little bit of what Petraeus had to say right from the get-go.
Let me state up front that I fully support the policy President Obama announced at West Point last week. Success in Afghanistan is necessary and attainable, but the challenges are great. The United States and its ISAF and Afghan partners can disrupt, dismantle, and defeat al-Qaeda and set conditions in Afghanistan to prevent reestablishment of the sanctuaries it enjoyed there prior to 9/11. And we can degrade the capabilities of the Afghan Taliban and other extremist elements while building Afghan security forces that can increasingly lead the fight against the Taliban, allowing international forces to redeploy over time.
All right, so that sounds well and good, but it's just another quick reminder what Petraeus did also mention in that address is the fact that it's going to take time in this surge and we're going to see an increase in casualties. If you remember, I was mentioning what the U.S. Navy Admiral Mike Mullen, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told the group of guys and gals who are going overseas about his belief that you've got maybe 18 to 24 months to actually reverse the Afghan insurgency, and this is going to be a bloody, bloody and tough fight. He was addressing, I want to say, about 700 soldiers to make them aware of what they were getting ready to commit themselves to and what they would find, if you will, on the other side. So, and I went through the various areas like Camp Lejeune, et cetera, you know, what, who you were going to see go where, how many were going to be cherry-picked from, you know, where in the Marines and all the way down across the board. So that 30,000 is going to ramp up pretty quickly, but it's a question of this is much more different than Iraq was. And if this is going to be a dangerous time, the most dangerous time, as Mullen described, that he's ever seen, what ultimately is the key to success? We actually heard McChrystal mention capturing bin Laden and what a difference that would make because he is just too iconic when it comes to people who believe in al-Qaeda and even that spreads to the Taliban as well. So Afghanistan, full force, we move forward from that conversation. As we know, the deployments are going to happen in the next 2 weeks, right before Christmas. You're going to have a lot of fresh troops on the ground. That is good news, I think, for the people that are already there because now they have more military folks who have their back. But what will it truly, truly take to describe what happens in Afghanistan as a victory? What is it that the United States can hope that they'll pull away from now that we're moving away from this date of July 2011 on the heels of Hamid Karzai saying we probably need 15 years to have our forces where they need to be for us to be completely on our own? 15 years. Not going to get 15 years, I don't believe, from the United States. I don't think it's unlimited, and I guess maybe that's part of the deal with the flexible date. In the meantime, the Chinese not too excited about the U.S. taking a chunk out of them at the climate talks. And when I say that, China was pushed, if you will, by the folks at this U.N. summit in Copenhagen, and the chief man is Todd Stern, saying that they need to man up and stand by their promise to slow up on the growth of the carbon output and put themselves out there big time by making it as part of a verbal declaration of this climate change agreement. But China says, we're not doing it because look what you haven't done. And it was obvious that China or somebody else was going to be able to flip on the U.S. here. So President Obama tried to break the ice, what was it, last month, saying he's going to deliver a pledge to the folks at Copenhagen to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 17% from 2005 levels by 2020. And it would be, of course, the first time the U.S. has committed a reduction target. But who's voting on this reduction target? Do you really think the Senate is going to go for that? Ultimately, cap and trade might have sailed through the House, but not through the Senate. So part of what is being talked about is that simultaneously they're having in Copenhagen series after series after series. They're talking about the rainforest, the part of the Brazilian Amazon, that the fact that they're shrinking by tens of thousands of square kilometers apparently a year. Also, they're talking about Poland as being the second largest coal producer and actually consumer in all of Europe and what pollution they're pumping out. And then, of course, the good old cap and trade game and what's being put out and what needs to be chopped down. And this is a thorny issue because of the emails released by the scientists, not released, but taken from the scientists, stolen, hacked into, whatever you want to call it, floated out there maybe, to dispute some of the numbers that have been kicked around and making the climate connection a little bit weak heading into Copenhagen. It'll be interesting to see at the end of this, I think it's 11 days altogether, what comes out of it, if there really is anything with any kind of teeth in it that is an agreement between all these nations, or at least a big chunk of the nations that were there going back and forth in many of those lectures and many of those roundtables. I don't know. It may be mostly rhetoric that comes out of it. At least I'll tell you what I'm hoping, especially in light of the EPA. EPA saying they're making up for lost time in saying that greenhouse gases need to be regulated and would be part of a dual path of action by the administration and by Congress. Because remember, in case you didn't hear it, the EPA said on Monday that scientific evidence clearly shows they are endangering the health of Americans. Because that had to be proven, that the pollutants, mostly carbon dioxide from burning fossil fuels, have to be regulated under the Clean Air Act. That means the EPA could regulate gases without congressional approval. Ooh. That decision not welcomed by many in the U.S. So raise your hand if you feel that way. Still a lot of blowback from what happened on Monday. Stay with us. More to come.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Coming up on America Tonight, so many of you shoot me those emails during the day and during the show that I promise I will get to them at least a couple of times during the week, and we'll do that in our next segment. A lot of people sounding off about Copenhagen, about their situation in the snow and some other things that are happening across the U.S., including the TSA and the dumbbell moments, perhaps, of the year. The fact that there was a massive security breach, the agency giving away its secrets by posting the manual on the internet. It still boggles my mind. How do you do that? How do you post the manual and think it's not a big deal? And then you have the head of Homeland Security say, oh, no passengers were in danger. We just told them how they needed how to dress and the kind of ID they should get if they wanted to circumvent the system, the screening, because there are ways to do it. So I'd have to disagree with Janet Napolitano. I think you have to be a little bit concerned. And of course, I'm hoping nothing happens. And I don't know that anything would happen as a result of it, but it's not good to have stuff like that that is sensitive out there. If it wasn't such a big deal, then why do they do the things that they do when you go through? Take off your shoes. What about this liquid? What's in here? What's, you know, the back and forth going through the screening machine? If it wasn't a big deal, then why do they look at you three times, look down at your name, and then highlight it as you are going through? It is a big deal. Give me a break, right? So talking about that and, of course, what's happening in Copenhagen and the EPA and what they released trying to circumvent Congress, and that would be sad, trust me, for all of us in the good old USA if in fact, that's what's happening. And I think it is. I think they're going to have a leg to stand on because of a Supreme Court ruling. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi, hon. You're gonna get me off topic. I'll just make this quick. As far as the TSA, it doesn't surprise me. She's covering, the Politano's covering up for incompetence. just look, America, if you're going to go on a plane, do like the imams did. Just get down on your knees, bow to Allah, because they won the court case, remember? What difference
does it make? That's right.
I mean, if you're a grandmother or a three-year-old sucking on a lollipop, you know, they're going to put you behind. It's ridiculous. It's to get you acclimated to the more surveillance. But this is what I want to talk to you about. And at the end of the call, I'm going to give you something that I just saw on the news, real-world consequences of what the EPA is talking about. I did not see this column in the New York Post when I called you the other night. Trust me, America. I read a lot of stuff, but I didn't see this. But there was a column by Ian Murray and Marlo Lewis about this power grab by the EPA being a job killer. And they went on to mention how you need operating permits for lawnmowers and aircraft. It says large apartments and hospitals would need operating permits to continue running their furnaces. Look. I don't know if maybe one of your audience members knows. Is the EPA administrator, is that a cabinet-level position? I don't know. Is that cabinet-level, the Environmental Protection
Agency? No.
Okay, it's not. Because then it might be easier. And I know this sounds crazy, America, but it's an idea, and ideas can grow. Just abolish the freaking EPA. This woman, Jackson, she's a chemical engineer, Lisa Jackson. She does not have the power to say, to do what she's doing. But they talked about a command and control apparatus, command and control. This is what the communists did, America. They're going to do it whether you like it or not, and they're going to do it because they can garnish your wages. They can track you and trace you thousands of ways. But the reason I brought this column up is because there's a woman, Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee in the House of Representatives, and basically she's saying she wants to save America from EPA's power grab. She wants to enact legislation to make it plain that the Clean Air Act applies to emissions that directly threaten human health, not one that might be tied to climate change. So, see, Jackson, the climate gate be damned. They're just going to push on and keep on doing what they're doing because they want to control your life by giving you a carbon tax, which is going to be headed, which should be directed by banks, the big banks, the IMF and the World Bank. Some of your folks that listen to Alex Jones or Shortwave, they know what I'm talking about. But this is for the banks to control this world. That's what it's all about. And this is what I wanted to mention to you. I just saw on the scroll on the news that the trucking companies in California are asking the California Air Resources Board to hold off on new regulations for diesel engines. If you're in California, listen to my voice, your food, everything that you get brought to you, to your stores, is about to go up. Because if these trucking companies or these independent contractors that own these trucks cannot get their trucks to pass emissions inspections, they're going to leave the state of California. So it's going to be more expensive for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this, but I work on the railroad. I also love the big trucks. I have a CDL license. In 2007, it was mandated by the EPA that you use low-sulfur diesel. And Don or any other trucker, anybody out there can call, they can verify this. Low-sulfur diesel to reduce the sulfur emissions from diesel engines. They also have regeneration units, which is like a catalytic converter for a big diesel. It adds cost and complexity to the engine. Now, I'm not saying that we should live in polluted air, but it costs tons and tons of money to bring pollution down to lower levels. It's sad as it has to say, America, you have to live with some type of pollution or you're going to go broke. Now, I don't live on their interstate, but the street that I live on is a truck route, okay?
Right.
The point is, the best way for you to get rid of all the pollution is to stop living. That's basically what they want you to do. So you need to get it to your head. These truckers in California, this is the real world that I was talking about, the California Air Resources Board, that's CARB, that's what they do.
Right.
I think they should change the name because most cars don't have carburetors anymore. They have fuel injection unit. You can call them the freaking unelected losers. You know, that's basically what they are, the California Air Resources Board. But that's the real world. Them and the EPA and the federal level are going to just direct everything in your life. And the science is not proven. Now, I'm just one guy. You can disagree with me if you want. But they're just rolling over us. And the real world aspect is it's going to cost you more for everything that you have brought delivered to you. And just either get used to it or get ready to change this government. What I mean is by the elections, because this guy in Obama saying they're going to do this with command and control, they're pushing too far and they're pushing too fast, Kate. We didn't elect this guy to do this and get these bureaucrats unelected power. They don't tell Congress what to do. Congress is co-equal with the rest of the branches. So we need a massive change, or we're going to hell in a handbasket. And I'm sorry to do this every night to you and call and do this, but people need to wake up and realize what's going on.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Mark. Thanks. You have to at least, he's right about this, you have to at least take in the information and decide for yourself what you think is happening. You know, whether you're somewhere in the middle on it, or whether you're somebody who's way off the charts on it, or somebody who hasn't really been hit over the head with a lot of what's happening. The idea is, and I say this all the time, just like Mark said there, the idea behind America Tonight and why I jumped into America Tonight is because you can make a difference. You can affect change by speaking out. It doesn't take a long time. Most people want to complain and whine about what's happening, but they don't take the step of calling the congressperson's office or the senator's office or sending the email or sending the letter. And trust me, enough people start to complain, and the people who are the elected officials take notice and often listen and vote differently, because guess what? They want to be elected again. So when all the House seats are up, which is a lot of what Mark's referring to in other spots, you can make a difference. Don't vote the person in. If it's status quo and you've got somebody who's going along on the Hill and you don't agree with the way they're voting or the lack of votes or whatever it is, then for goodness sake, it's the time to act. If more people would vote, I think it'd be a little bit different how some of the results would be a little bit different if you had more of a voter turnout. So keep that in mind when you think about your frustrations. Because what Mark is saying, and it's what I constantly am saying, follow the money. And the problem is, are you willing to pay taxes? Yeah. Are you willing to do your fair share? Yeah. Are you willing to get abused by the system? And that's what's going to start to happen. Because there's just no way, if you add up all the possible taxes and changes, whether it's health care reform, whether it would be cap and trade if that were to pass, all of this ultimately would make it unaffordable for you to live however you're living right now. How much of your income would go toward all of these new taxes and surcharges? It would be impossible. You would drown. That's what would happen. Most of the middle class right now is drowning. Talking about the debt and your emails next.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONT SIGHT.com. Go to frontside.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight. The debt. Coming up, we're going to get to your emails, too, by the way, in this segment of ATN. But the U.S. debt is scheduled to reach $50 trillion by 2030. Wow. That is unmanageable. How can you say that's manageable? I'm with Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas. We need to look under the hood on all of this. So a former State Department official is screaming or warning anybody that'll listen that the debt is not going to happen. It's not going to be manageable. There's just absolutely no way. 50 trillion? That would be 140% of the gross domestic product. And how much is the U.S. going to be paying to the rest of the world? Because, of course, they're going to own the debt, right? So it would be $2.5 trillion. I mean, this is so crippling, I can't even begin to tell you. You know, when you can't wrap your head around how much that money is, that it's an outrageous number. I can't even figure out a way to manipulate it. So what do you have to do? Well, you got to reduce the federal budget deficits, obviously. You have to somehow figure out the declining dollar, or you're going to risk a collapse of the economy. You know, don't believe some of the smoke screens you hear of that rolling average every day on Wall Street. I mean, the annual current account deficit will climb to $6 trillion by 2030, seven times the previous high. And at that point, you're done. I mean, at that point, I don't know how you can even figure out a way to bail yourself out. You got to think of the foreign creditors, starting obviously with China, but then you got Japan, you got Russia, you got a bunch of oil exporting countries that are going to have their hands out and are ready We have a $1.4 trillion deficit in 2009, the largest number we've seen to date since 1945. Woo. Yeah, scary. Like I said, you could take all the biggest mathematical whizzes, the biggest brains in the room, put them together, and they're going to tell you, boy, you better start bailing now or this ship is going to sink. Speaking of sinking, while they're doing the tap dance in Copenhagen, there is another 500 people who are out of work. A Pittsburgh-based coal company, Consol Energy, is going to lay off 500 of their West Virginia workers next year. The CEO says flat out, I'm not going to hide my feelings, it's about the environmentalists who are dead set against mountaintop mining, and they've got all these nuisance lawsuits that are out there, and it's killed us. We can't contend with that anymore. The Environmental Protection Agency is already holding 79 surface mining permits in West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee. The EPA says the permits could violate the Clean Water Act and warrant enhanced review. They even took a step further on this one, announcing plans to revoke a permit for the Spruce No. 1 mine in West Virginia. They did that a couple of months ago. Stunned a lot of people. So a big setback for the coal industry, obviously, there. 500 workers are going to lose their job, and that's in Bickmore, West Virginia, pretty close to it anyway. And they point to it again. The legal challenges by environmental activists, they can't keep fighting them. The poor economy also wrapped into that, too. And they can't operate the coal and gas assets, where we are with this economic downturn, and especially because of the costs of the lawyers and the suits that they're facing. The price of coal has dropped in half, and so they are a pretty big target, right? And obviously the EPA does not like mountaintop mining. Rough news for those people. The holidays, always a tough time. I don't know how many people out there have ever lost a job or been looking for a job during the holidays. Very, very tough. All right, let's head to the mailbox.
The mail is here! Ooh!
This is from, I love that, ooh, Homer Simpson. This is from Bev in Iowa. She says, of course the head of the army wants to stay in Afghanistan. That is their careers. Keep the army here. Don't be taking care of the world. They won't help themselves. Let us do it and let our country suffer the expense. That's what they think. Did you ever notice that it's always the men that make the noise about abortion? They plant the seed and then they let the women deal with it. Also, I think the same health care that those in the government have is a great idea. All right, Bev, a couple of different things that she addressed there. I agree. If it's good enough for the government, then it's good enough for the rest of us. If you're going to put us all on the same plan, bring it on. But that's not what's going to happen. And we know it. With the abortion issue, and it's not the issue. It's the payment thing with the health care reform proposals. The House sweeps it through, and the Senate, it looked like they were going to stop it, actually. And then a different version of it also gets through in the Senate, infuriating some and making others happy. Very 50-50 on that across the country, too. And then also, of course, ultimately with the military, it is interesting. I don't think the Army wants to stay in Afghanistan because of their careers. But I will say with Afghanistan, it's true. When you hear the people of Afghanistan, McChrystal saying that the people of Afghanistan are saying they're disappointed, they're upset, they don't feel like they're getting what they need from the United States and NATO, you got to be kidding me. What do you want? You have how many dead Americans trying to help the people there? Now you have this surge. I don't think the U.S. could be more committed, except for maybe with 10,000 more troops on top of the 30,000 going, but for at least for the current foreseeable future, we're there. And it's, I mean, obviously we're there, right? Good time to remind you that Judith Barr, the resident head shrinker for America Tonight, is going to join us on our next show to talk about broken commitments. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Afghanistan. All right, also, here's one from Pam. She writes in and says, Kate, I'm so sick of this whole Copenhagen thing. I want to believe in global warming, but there is so much evidence to refute it. And the problem is the more you read, the more you inform yourself, the more confused you get. I like the way you say, hey, if it was hardcore, we had it down the line, and the information matched up, then you would jump on board with the rest of the global warming Nazis. Well, you know, this is the problem. It's the evidence, which is not talk show rhetoric or crap that's just being thrown out. You've got scientists who are refuting what's being said, and scientists with the credentials, not some wackadoodles that are just have trumped up degrees or whatever saying that. I mean, you have people with real credentials that are absolutely refuting what so many others are saying. So, you know, what you have to do for yourself is exactly that. You have to arm yourself with the information. All right, here's one from Darren J. Darren J. says, Kate, I think the Tiger Woods thing is so funny. Keep bringing it on. I think you should tell more of the Tiger jokes. He deserves it. I think he, frankly, was rather arrogant on the golf tour every time I saw him in an interview. So I think he deserves his comeuppance, and keep bringing it. All right. Certainly, we've talked about the Tiger Woods deal and the latest thing I mentioned before. He may go to an island in Sweden and just disappear for a while. Sounds like a good idea. And as things may blow over, of course, if you have a bunch of women who are keep coming out every day, porn stars, waitresses, assorted nightclub women, then it's not going to die down because your National Enquirers, your TMZs, your paparazzi types, they're going to find those women and find out every single thing they can. Here's one from Leslie M. Hey, Kate, enjoying the show. I've been listening to you for probably about a year. This stuff with the EPA is ridiculous. I agree with Mark. Eventually, it's going to get to the point where we are taxed so far out of our minds, there is absolutely no way we'll be able to afford to stay in the United States, and wouldn't that be a shame? We're all going to have to move to Mexico somewhere and hope that we can get a cheap piece of land and put a tent on it. Payback for what's been happening to us in reverse on the other side. Yeah, but here's the thing, Leslie. If you do that in Mexico, they're going to catch you, and they're going to toss you out big time. Unlike the United States, where you can crawl across the border and survive and in some cases thrive under the wire. But I get your drift, and it's one that I don't want to beat it to death. I hate it when someone beats something over the head over and over and over again. And it's true, though, if you follow the money in anything, usually that's where you get the massive breakdowns. Coming up on the flip side, talking about some high waves, where are they? Speaking of the whiteout and the weather, different kind of weather affecting the shores off of Hawaii. Plus, we've got news you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history next.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
The Surf's Up in Hawaii in Honolulu, a one-day surfing contest. They only do it in extreme conditions. They held it for the first time in 5 years thanks to the massive waves, 30 feet high, sometimes even higher than that. How scary. Thousands of people were hanging out at Waimea Beach to watch some of the top surfers rocket down those waves. They got there at like 4 a.m., trying to camp out and get a good spot. I know the area they're talking about. It's called the Eddy, and they only go out there when they're at least 20 feet in Waimea Bay. So, and since, I don't know when, they've only been able to do it 8 times since they founded the event in 1984. How about that? And you had the best of the best. If you know anything about surfing, Kelly Slater was there, Bruce Irons, Sonny Garcia. In other words, all these cats will ride the big waves, and they're not worried about it. Wow. How wild would that be? Hey, Donovan, you're a Midwest boy, so you're all about the snow and all that stuff, but have you ever been on a surfboard?
I have not.
Whew, it's hard.
So I've been told.
Oh, it's hard. You have no comment. We got to take you out to Waimea Bay and get you on the surfboard, and then you'll see what it's like. Even if you're athletic, it's a whole different game on the board. I thought, you know, when I was in really good shape, and for a short time, I lived in a place called Pismo Beach, and that Central California is beautiful. So you're 3 hours from L.A., about 3 hours from L.A., and 3 hours right in the middle, 3 hours from San Francisco, but it's a gorgeous coastline. It's a big surfing area. So because I live down the street from all these surfers, I thought, you know, I got to try this. This is intriguing. I mean, look at these people. Oh, man, I barely could even get up on the board. It was crazy trying to paddle out. And we're talking about really small waves there. But 25 feet, 30 feet, woo. You have to have something else coursing through your veins to be able to do that. I mean, honestly. Today in history, do you know? I guess you do. It's pretty easy mathematically to figure it out. But there are only 21 days left in the year. That's scary, isn't it? Here are some of the things that happened on this day, December 10th, way back when. In 1817, Mississippi was admitted as the what 20th state. In 1869, women were granted the right to vote in the Wyoming Territory. In 1906, President Theodore Roosevelt became the first American to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, timing is everything, for helping mediate an end to the Russo-Japanese War. Our current president is getting the Nobel Peace Prize for being a wartime president who is promoting peace. In 1931, Jane Addams became the first American woman to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. The co-recipient was Nicholas Murray, a butler. I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me who he is. And you can't Google it, so maybe I'm going to revoke that bet. That's what everybody does. You just run to the Internet. 1964, the Reverend Martin Luther King received the Nobel Peace Prize. In 67, singer Otis Redding, who was just 26, sadly, and six others were killed when their plane crashed into Wisconsin's Lake Mona. In 1984, South African Bishop Desmond Tutu received the Nobel Peace Prize as well. This was the big date for that, certainly. 10 years ago, ooh, I remember this, more than 2 million people marched in Cuba to demand the return of Ilian Gonzalez, and of course, ultimately, he was returned. Also, after 3 years under suspicion, a spy for China, a computer scientist, Wen Ho Li, was arrested and charged with removing secrets from secure computers at the Los Alamos Weapons Lab. He was later freed after pleading guilty to one count of downloading restricted data to tape. 58 other counts were dropped. I remember when that story broke. That was huge. 1 year ago, defying calls for his resignation, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich showed up for work on his 52nd birthday despite charges that he schemed to enrich himself by offering to sell, of course, President-elect Barack Obama's Senate seat. That still, of course, is not resolved. All right, coming up, we're going to have some birthdays for you. I think you're going to recognize maybe four names on the list. In the meantime, news you can abuse. There's some interesting stuff here. And some of it isn't in the U.S., but I'm going to head to the U.S. first. New Bedford, Massachusetts, a driver who ran over and killed a mother duck walking her 12 ducklings across a mall parking lot has been sentenced to 1 year of probation, and the reason why is for animal cruelty. Ooh, that had to be ugly. And this is a weird thing out of L.A. California has more chihuahuas than it can handle, and they say Hollywood's to blame because, remember, there was the Chihuahua movie that I don't know how much money it raked in, but a lot of people went to see it. So because there are so many Chihuahuas at shelters in Oakland, they have started shipping the dogs out of state. They don't know what to do. They have about 100 that have gone to Washington, Oregon, and Arizona. Chihuahuas make up, ready for this, 30% or more of the dog populations at many of the California shelters. And they say that you've got Paris Hilton and Miley Cyrus that are, you know, touting the excitement of the Chihuahua. And then, unfortunately, people get excited, get the Chihuahuas, and then they abandon the dogs because they're kind of one of those dogs that can be, I call them yippy, where they can be loud. And then they seem so cute and cuddly, and then people don't know. And that's like any dog. They don't know what they're getting into with the dog. So, you know, the shelters that were built for big dogs had to be remodeled to accommodate the little chihuahuas. And I don't get the abandoning of the dog thing. I don't think people should just be able to leave dogs in the street, but they do. That happens in Houston a lot, too. Okay, here's something interesting that has happened with a library book. I love these stories about library books that get returned, you know, 7 decades later. Here's one, not quite 7, but a book has been mailed back to an Ohio library in Toledo after 6 decades. The book was the biography Napoleon, and it just showed up at the library with a brief note that said, "I removed this from your stacks in 49, did not check it out, I apologize. It's an excellent book and in good condition." The person who signed it wrote an ex-Toledan and said, "Carrying guilt for 60 years is a terrible thing." And it had a postmark that said Beverly Hills. Wow, how about that? Kind of cool, right? All right, here's a story from Canada for our friends in Ontario quickly. You know, we were talking about the wintry weather in the Midwest. So after all the sun they had and the warm temperatures, they broke a lot of records in some communities for being the first snowless November in decades. Ontario was slammed with the winter weather, much like the United States, ice and snow all over the place, falling across the region Tuesday and on Wednesday. They had to cancel 40 flights. People remain calm, though, they said, as they are used to the white stuff. They just didn't get it until a little bit later in the season. Yeah, it's the same stuff that we're dealing with in the Midwest. All right, quickly, we have birthdays, and you might recognize some of the people on the list, including, yeah, actress Susan Jay from the Partridge Family, 57 years old. TV chef Bobby Flay, 45 years old. Rock musician Meg White from the White Stripes, 35. Also celebrating a birthday, actress-singer Gloria Loring is 63 years old. Actor Michael Clark Duncan is 52. He's good. Actor-director Kenneth Branagh is 49 years old. Actress Nia Peeples is 48 years old. Country singer Kevin Sharp is 39 years old. Raven Simone from The Cosby Show is 24 years old. Boy, she was really young on The Cosby Show. Actress Fiona Flanagan is 68 years old. She was on, I want to say, one of the soap operas, General Hospital, maybe. Pop musician Walter Clyde Orange from The Commodores is 63 years old. You're celebrating a birthday. I have one question for you. Carvel ice cream cake or Betsy Crocker? I'm going with the traditional Betsy Crocker.